So welcome back to another episode of the Fever 20 News Show podcast. Today we are talking about some very, very important topics, and we're just going to be talking about some general updates and stories that occurred this week in the world of Fever 20. So this one is definitely an interesting bit of news because it does suggest that maybe there is a story mode in Fever 21. I got this tweet the other day from Miguel, and he goes, "I was looking at Jorge Conseil, I don't know, his Wikipedia page, and I discovered this." And Jorge is an actor, Mexican actor. Apparently, he's also in Grand Theft Auto number 6, which is coming out who knows when, but it says 2020 on there. And it's got Grand Theft Auto and some other projects that apparently he's been working on. Some are due in 2029. That's crazy, man. They're already planning like 10 years ahead. Fever 21 right at the bottom. 2020. Next to it says story mode. So what could that possibly mean? Initially, my first reaction was to go to his Wikipedia page and check it out for myself because I don't know if people like edit these things and stuff. So I went there, had a look, and it does say Fever 21 at the time of recording. And this was on the 25th of April, and it had Fever 21 there. And you can check it yourself. If you go to Jorge's Wikipedia page, it'll come up for you too, unless it gets edited out by the time you're watching this. Now, the first time this appeared on his Wikipedia page was the 20th of April this year. So last week, it came out on his Wikipedia page. Before the 20th of April, there was no sign of him working on Fever 21, but he was part of GTA 6, and apparently this rumor was from many, many years ago as well. And I checked who was like editing these stats, because with Wikipedia, people can edit the page, so it's not really a valuable source, or what do they call it, an accurate source or something, I don't know. But it turns out it's sort of the same person that keeps editing his page. So it looks like all the changes that are made to his page are from the same IP address, I think. And that could mean that maybe it's one of his people that work with him, or it's himself that's editing the page to add to his resume or something. I don't know, I'm just guessing. But it is coming from the same sort of sources. So who knows what's going to be happening with this. It'll be interesting to see. I hope it's not Volta Part 2, the story mode for Volta Part 2. That would be annoying, because the first one was a big miss, a big fail, and I didn't like it at all. I'm not sure many people actually tried it out. So I hope EA is not going to be doing like 2 seasons of that Volta story mode, because man, if the first one was bad, imagine the second one. But then I'm thinking, what else can they do? Are they going to bring back the Journey or something? Start a new Journey series? I don't know. Are they going to do maybe... It's really hard to predict, because story mode in FIFA is not really like easy to predict, because we usually have career mode, pro clubs, ultimate team, and then that's it. Maybe they're going to be having like a my player career. You know how NBA has like my player, where there's cutscenes and actors and stuff that are agents and stuff. Maybe they're doing that. It's all speculation, all guessing at the moment. Don't take what I say as 100% like going to happen, because I'm just guessing, but it's interesting. Could there be a story mode in Fever 21? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out in a few months. I mean, if it is true, then it's hard to say what he's going to be doing in a FIFA game, because it's not like he's known for any football stuff or soccer stuff. So I don't know what his purpose is going to be if there is some sort of story mode in FIFA. But on this guy's resume on Wikipedia, it does say Fever 21 story mode. So take what you want out of that one. Now, in terms of updates this week, there was just a squad update for the 22nd of April. And in terms of title updates and that, there was nothing. So EA still needs to fix a few things, but they're taking their time with the title updates. I guess we've reached that part of the year where there's not going to be much in terms of title updates. You know, they're focusing on the next gen now. Don't really care about, you know, FIFA 20 that much. In terms of the squad updates, there was massive potential downgrades this week for a lot of League 1 players. I don't know what's going on there, but whoever does the squad updates has decided to change a lot of the potentials. And some players go from really, really nice potentials to average looking potentials. So, you know, if you have a Camavinga who had a 90 potential, he's now going down to an 86, which is a big hit. And of course, if you start a new career mode save, you're going to cop these potential downgrades. So just be aware of that as well, because once you start a new career mode and you download the latest squads, it applies those stats. So these are some of the biggest potential downgrade hits. If you missed my last video, these are the players that basically, you know, copped a bit of a hit. We've got Eduardo Camavinga, who went from a 90 potential down to 86. He was 16 years old, one of the wonder kids in the game. And then we have a 17-year-old called Kouassi, who went from an 87 potential down to an 83. And then we have Benoit Badiachile, who went from an 85 down to an 83 potential as well, centre-back 18 years old. And then we have Tchouameni or something. He went from an 85 potential down to an 81, 19 years old there. And then we have Pietro Pellegri, who copped a massive 6-point hit. He went from 85 down to 79. So obviously 85 is a very good potential. And then you take him down to a 79, he looks very, very average. So those numbers really, really affect how a player looks in career mode in terms of being a future prospect. But then you've got Arthur Zagra, who also copped a 6-point hit, and he went from 84 down to 78. And then we've got players like Bakayoko as well, who went from 85 down to 83 potential. And then you've got Adley, who went from 85 down to 83 potential again. And then we've got Draxler, who went from 85 down to 83 potential. Diakite went from 84 down to 82. Now, those were some of the massive hits, but there are a lot of other French League players as well that we've found over the last few days. So if you go to SoFIFA and you filter out some of the searches, you can check for yourself. But you've got players like Renato Sanchez, who went from 86 down to 85. You got Sumare, who went from 86 down to 85. You got Dejalo, who went from 85 down to 84. You got Atal, who went from 86 down to 84. Kera went to 84 now. Diallo, 84. Bamba went to 83. Terrier went to 83. Celik went to 82. And there's so much more there as well that you can take a look at for the French League. I don't know what happened here, but obviously a lot of the players from that league have been downgraded. Whoever's in charge of these squad updates has decided that he doesn't like the French League players anymore. This week, one of the biggest stories in the world of FIFA 20 was, of course, the new promo for Ultimate Team called Team of the Season so far. And they did release it, and they've got storyline objectives, they've got themed objectives, they've got community Team of the Season squads, and some SBCs and other squads there as well. So let's take a look in more detail what this is all about. So as usual, EA puts up an essay regarding Team of the Season so far content. Learn about the content available during Team of the Season so far. Team of the Season is one of the most eagerly anticipated events in the foot calendar. While both football and the world at large find themselves in unprecedented times, Team of the Season so far is the chance to celebrate the best players in each league from the football we've enjoyed so far this season with the same special, highly boosted Team of the Season items players look forward to. Released each Friday for our Team of the Season so far, there will be a unique squad showcasing some of the best performers so far this season. Additional players from these sides will be available during the corresponding weeks as objectives and squad building challenges. 9 additional squads will be released throughout the Team of the Season campaign. 2 of those respective league sides, the CSL and the MLS leagues, will be based on the most recent campaign that culminated before 2020. SBCs. Flashback SBCs are back for Team of the Season. Players who stood out in previous Team of the Seasons will be celebrated with special items. Moments of brilliance can strike at any time to acknowledge some of these outstanding feats. Team of the Season SBCs will be awarded to players who had standout moments but did not qualify for their respective Team of the Season. Each week will feature a range of additional SBCs available for a limited time. Many familiar as well as some new favourites will be released, including the popular Premier League Upgrade SBC, available for 24 hours towards the conclusion of each league Team of the Season so far, beginning following the Community Team of the Season so far. Man, this is like too many Team of the Season so far. Community Champions, to shine a light on footballers who went above and beyond in their communities during the global issue, Team of the Season so far will honour a select few. These player moments, special player items will be released through squad building challenges or objectives. Now we've got Weekend League Rewards here. Weekend League Rewards will be getting a refresh during Team of the Season. To add to the fun during the celebration, all player picks packs earned each weekend will contain red Team of the Season special items in lieu of the Team of the Week moments ones beginning with the Weekend League starting 24th of April. The Team of the Season Weekend League rewards that guarantee Team of the Season so far items will correspond to the leagues in packs at the time the rewards are issued. Here is how the Weekend League rewards will differ from a customary Weekend League. Top 100 there, you can read all that if you're interested. Once the current Team of the Week moments goes out of packs on Wednesday the 29th of April, Team of the Week moments will be placed on hold during Team of the Season so far, so there's not going to be any Team of the Week moments. Should the football calendar resume widely enough, Team of the Week would return following Team of the Season, effective June 10th. Otherwise, Team of the Week moments will continue effective June 10th. And that's pretty much everything you need to know about Team of the Season so far in terms of the theory department. Now, we've also got to talk about some of the squads that have come out already. We've got the EFL Team of the Season so far, which got released already. You can check out some of the players. I'm sure you guys know the squad by now. But you've got like Rodak in goals there. A lot of nicely rated cards. 91 there, Mateus Pereira. There's a few other guys here as well. 92 Phillips from Leeds. Got Doyle and Mitrovic up front. And then we've got some subs there as well. Not too bad. We've got a few more players here, and that's about it for that one. And then we've got the big one, Community Team of the Season so far, which is the one that everyone voted for. And, you know, EA can sometimes alter, you know, the votes. Got Courtois in goal, Gomez, PK, Busquets, Casemiro, Godin. We've got Thiago, Felipe Anderson, and Brandt. We've got Dembele and Zaha. We've got Mukiele. We've got Grimaldo, Lucas Leiva, Pepe and Simon. And then we've got Leno and Bent and Kerr there. In terms of some more foot updates, we've got Team of the Week Moment 6, which came out this week. Koulibaly leads the group, 92 rated. We've got Griezmann there, 91. Aubameyang, 90. Firmino, Benzema, and a few more guys there. We've got a new season in Ultimate Team, so you can unlock these things once you get enough XP. You can get some packs, some lone icons, some stadium themes as well, some players as well, going all the way to page number 6. And the best player you can get is a Goethe card, a Pedro card, or an Umtiti card. In terms of some notable SBCs, we've got the flashback Nuri Sahin, who is going for about 115k from scratch. We've also got the Icardi card, which is for the team of the season so far. This one is going for 140k if you do it from scratch. So the last few weeks have seen a lot of pro footballers hop onto FIFA and play these cups and stuff. I think there was an e-Premier League thing with real life footballers. I could be wrong, but I wasn't really watching it anyway. And then there was also the Stay and Play Cup from last week, and Mohamed Darami actually won that one. I didn't watch any of this. It doesn't interest me, but I'm sure a lot of people did. I think there's a few more tournaments going on. There's a few like matches between pro footballers and stuff. So if you're looking for stuff to do, you might as well watch some of this. You might get entertained. But yeah, that's pretty much the news. Just a bit of Team of the Season stuff. Also that FIFA 21 news. Let me know what you thought about that one. That's pretty interesting. But anyway, I will see you next week. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.